AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As fighting continues between Russia and Ukraine, talks were held to try to stop the fighting. Russia's Vladimir Medinsky says they talked for about 5 hours, and most importantly, we agreed to continue with the negotiation process. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he has signed an application for Ukraine to join the European Union. The EU is taking new measures against Russia.
Among the measures, EU officials have vowed to close its airspace to Russian airlines and ban some pro-Kremlin media outlets. In addition, EU High Representative Josep Borrell has said that the 27-nation bloc will spend over $500 million on buying weapons for Ukraine.
You know that this $500 million will be devoted to provide defensive arms.
Defense ministers are meeting to discuss how to convert the funds into useful military material and ensure that it reaches the Ukrainian armed forces. Poland has agreed to act as a hub to distribute the arms and equipment. The EU ministers also agreed to add several more people and organizations to a growing list of sanctions. Those included are Russian oligarchs whose finances are important to the Russian economy. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations General Assembly opened an emergency session with pleas for peace in Ukraine. This is Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
This escalating violence, which is resulting in civilian deaths, including children, is totally unacceptable. Enough is enough.
The mass exodus of refugees from Ukraine to the eastern edge of the European Union has shown no signs of stopping. The UN estimates more than 500,000 people have already escaped. A new AP NORC poll shows Omicron is fading away, and so are Americans' worries about the coronavirus. Fewer Americans now say they're concerned they'll be infected compared with January, following the rise and fall of the wildly contagious variant. This is AP News. Olympic authorities are pushing to kick out Russia.
The International Olympic Committee is urging others to exclude Russia's athletes and officials from international sports events because of the country's invasion of Ukraine. The decision includes Belarus, which has allowed Russia to use its territory to station troops and launch attacks. It was not a total ban where exclusion was not possible on short notice, such as the Winter Paralympics. Teams from Russia and Belarus will be allowed to compete as neutral athletes with no national flag. FIFA declined to ban Russia from the World Cup, but said that the country's national soccer team will have to compete as Football Union of Russia. Poland, Sweden, and the Czech Republic have said they would refuse to take the field against them. I'm Jennifer King.
Russian teams have been suspended from international soccer. FIFA and UEFA say Russia's national teams and clubs have been suspended until further notice. A joint statement said football is fully united here and in full solidarity with all the people affected in Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.